Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump is scheduled to hold 5 rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio.
We have a president who's given up. I'll never give up, nor will America ever give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus. The truth is, to beat the virus, we first got to beat Donald Trump. He's the virus.
Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany responds on Fox News.
We reduced the mortality rate by 85%, created a vaccine in record time by the end of the year. Therapeutics that work, the greatest testing system in the world. That's what this president did with the novel virus. What did Joe Biden do with the swine flu? Joe Biden stopped testing, cut off testing, did not deliver a vaccine in time, and survived through the swine flu because of mere fortuity, according to his chief of staff.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The presidential election is about the 270 Electoral College votes. Without that, there is no White House. With a high volume of early voters across the board, smaller electoral states will have more power this election, according to Wallet Hub study. Alaska, Iowa, and Ohio have the power to determine the outcome. Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, and the jewel, Pennsylvania, have the most chance to put their candidate over the top. An original American Idol contestant has died. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Nikki McKibben was on AI back in 2002 when the show exploded in popularity. She made it to the finals, finishing behind Justin Guarini and winner Kelly Clarkson. Those closest to Nikki confirmed she died of a brain aneurysm. They say she'd been on life support and was surrounded by family when she passed at the age of 42, and that she was an organ donor as well. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Still, the national average average cost of child care is between $9,000 and $9,600 per year. GPS, the global positioning system that communicates everything from Google Maps to aviation navigation, has become unreliable across huge stretches of the Mediterranean and Middle East. That's according to data from Eurocontrol. No one is exactly sure how the disruptions are happening, but the disruptions of this scale seen over parts of the Mediterranean and Middle East are believed to be largely caused by man-made jamming and spoofing, two techniques used to confuse signals sent from GPS satellites to receivers on Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Oh, I tell you, that's all you can do is you got to laugh a little bit. Otherwise, your head's going to explode. I mean, the media, the Democrats, just go right on down the line, are just doing everything they can to whip us up into a full course, frenzy here. It's almost as if they want an all-out riot on the streets of America, just America coming totally unhinged. I mean, it just seems like this is what we're being set up with by the media, especially how they've been reporting on little, if any, voter fraud whatsoever. Whenever Donald Trump suggests voter fraud or any of his operatives talk about voter fraud, they poo-poo it and make it seem like, oh, everybody must be nuts. Well, Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and I think the new motto for the Democratic Party is vote early and vote often.
Well, that's what they've always done. And, you know, it's like a friend of mine here in Florida, Phil, and he's down in Broward County, and he's run, you know, precincts. He's been in charge. He knows all this stuff. And he says in Chicago, especially, what they used to do when they'd say, okay, well, the vote's done, they go, oh, wait a minute, we don't have the cemetery vote yet. And that was just one of those anecdotal things that people chuckled about. But you know that to be the case. And in California, you've got people who have been long gone and they're still on the voter rolls. Judicial Watch did a deep dive into them, called them into account, said, look, you've got at least 3 million bad addresses here and people that are no longer here. Either they're gone, they've moved, they're gone to their heavenly reward, hopefully. And they said, OK, well, we may give you 1.5 million, but not all three. And they still haven't cleaned up the voter roll. And right now we're in an election, right?
Well, and I think the interesting thing is we're talking there about unsolicited ballots, but what about solicited ballots? So I know two people who got two ballots each. Mm-hmm. They've lived the same address for 14 years, and they both got two ballots. Another person got 9 ballots to the same address. Mm-hmm. Now, these are solicited, so these are not the unsolicited. So I believe there's fraud happening on both the solicited and unsolicited mail-in ballot that's happening in at least in California. That's what
right.
I can say.
Well, Phil, we know that people, Democrats, are out there buying, especially from the homeless. They're paying homeless people, $25, $50 for their ballot.
Well, Well, I didn't get any money. I don't know what the problem is here. How about you?
Because you got a house.
You paid some money?
You got a house and you got a vineyard. You're a pickin' farmer.
That's a problem. I see the problem now. Yeah, now you got. Now you're talking.
Exactly.
Well, it's an interesting day, and you know, I just for fun this morning, I just typed into Google. I said voter fraud, and I went through the first three pages, and there was not one thing that was said there is voter fraud. Every one of them was fact check, no voter fraud.
Right.
All the ballots are good. Everything, we're all good. Everybody's good. You know, so it's you couldn't find, if you want to do a Google search, maybe if I got to page 10 or 12, I might find an article. But there's a real control and manipulation of what's happening just in
no
the
doubt.
Information.
No doubt.
But I think the one thing I would say, Bill, and maybe you would echo this as well, when I look at the Trump rallies right now, and I look at the one convoy of, you know, just support, it was 96 miles long.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I don't know. It's
where did that take place? Because Dr. Lamero was talking about this morning, and I can't remember where it took place. 90 miles.
I believe it was Nevada.
Was it Nevada?
But
oh my
I could
gosh.
Be wrong on that one.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. And, of course, it's been happening in California, a very, you know, traditional blue state that it is. I mean, you've got rallies in Studio City, Rodeo Drive. My nephew said down in San Diego there were thousands of boats on a boat parade out in Havasu, thousands of boats out there. I mean, this stuff is organic that's taking place. So this is, I think, a huge surprise, and this is why I believe the Democrats are panicking, and they're doing everything they can. They just can't get enough of Obama, as if Obama has been, you know, the one to win all the deals. I mean, every time outside of his own election, if you remember, Phil, I mean, how many successful wins? I mean, he went to intercede and involve himself with what happened with Brexit, lost that. Israel, how many times did he go up against Netanyahu, lost that? I mean, he, outside of his own election, this guy has not been the seal of voter approval anywhere, has he?
No, and a recent rally, supposedly a rally, it really wasn't a rally. I don't even think he drew flies. Mm. It was that bad.
Yeah.
By the way, the 96-mile-long caravan was in Arizona, but Lancaster had a 66-mile caravan. So there you go. There's some serious support happening. And one thing I just can't believe that this is not going to translate into a huge win.
Right.
I saw some early numbers out of, I believe it was Wisconsin, that showed a very red dominance by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some interesting things happening that the media just simply cannot control. You can control the narrative online, but you can't control people, and people are going to do what people want to do. And
exactly.
If they've been silent, they've been silent because they just said it's not worth getting in the fray and lowering myself to this worthless debate about are the poll numbers correct or not correct. They're definitely under polling, and I think we're going to see a huge win.
Bill, there is a dramatic spiritual element in all this that people are ignoring, because it's easy to get up into the fray of this stuff, but I believe, and I shared this with you a while ago, I think it was about a year and a half ago, and I believe what God had shown me in one of my daily devotions was that this was going to be the demise of the Democratic Party. That and at the time, they hadn't gone full-blown socialism. I had known that they'd been there. Trevor Loudon has done incredible research on it and revealed that over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists in the Democratic Party, in the upper echelons of the Democratic Party, in Congress and the Senate, they're all, you know, bought and sold and vested in this Democratic Socialist movement. Do not be fooled. But still, I'm looking and I'm sensing, God, is this really going to be the case? And more as time and as we got closer, this is it. I mean, either it's the demise of the Democratic Party or it's going to be the demise of America. But the thing that halts me from thinking it could be the demise of America is because of the organic response. You talk about these parades. There's an incredible organic response of prayer and repentance that's happening from coast to coast. Address that, if you would.
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is a revelation of what was underneath the surface all along. I think many people are surprised by how left the left is or how left the Democrats are, but apparently it was there all along. It just wasn't revealed. And this, for some reason, in their strategy session, they said, let's just go for it. Let's really see if we can tell people what we're all about and see if we can get a following. And we'll do everything we can to control it. We're going to monopolize on COVID-19. We're going to use the fear to drive people to this. We're going to use control because we all know that socialism, communism is all about control. It's not about freedom. It's not about liberty. It's not about...
Got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
In partnership with native missionaries, the Tide Ministry gives hope to unreached people groups, making the Word of God accessible to Christians as well as those who are not yet believers. This plays an important role in bringing the gospel message to those who are willing to hear it. As the Word of Hope spreads through places like Kosovo, the Tide is able to connect with more and more listeners. One Kosovar listener shares how instrumental the Tide was in his search for truth, explaining how his non-practicing Muslim family always has the radio on. The Tide broadcasts truth into their home through the voices of shepherding pastors. Thank you for these teachings, he said. They are so much needed in my country.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and learn how the Tide Ministry is meeting the hunger for truth in places like Kosovo, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise.
Well, that'd be me. 19 minutes after, and we're talking with founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, over the weekend, a bunch of us were talking about, you know, about voter suppression and all this stuff going around. In fact, I was shocked. Brett Baer, and it's like Brett Baer and Fox News right now, they really have lost a bit of a spine here. They allow these politicians like Congressman Clyburn to come on and make statements, and they're not even challenged. I mean, I put out a tweet. I said, when did President Trump refer to black women as dogs? I don't have that history. That's missing. And Brett Baer never asked a follow up question on it. And of course, he wasn't about to say, well, what about Joe Biden when he talked about black males being predators? You know, I guess that can be. But Clyburn, as a senator. And a senator, as a congressman. As a congressman, part of the leadership of our nation comes in and spills that kind of ugliness into the body politic, and then out the other side of his mouth says, well, you know, Joe Biden will unify the country. Gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna take us back to 1948. A guy named LBJ, he lost to the former Texas governor, Coke Stevenson. The margin was 70,000 votes, and it was close enough for an August runoff. And so what happened was, when it all was said and done, I'll make a short story out of this one. It was all said and done. Basically, LBJ had lost, but then some miraculously, they had discovered in a small town, another 202 votes, 6 days after the polls had closed. And he had somehow actually overcome the entire deficit of 20,000 votes, but it was this last little number of votes that pushed him into being the governor. Now think about this: he now becomes the senator, and he becomes a senator. Here's the question: had he not won the election by fraud, would he have become the vice president of the United States? Would he have become the senator? And that's how critical one vote can be, and that's why. Every listener needs to go out and really vote solid, strong, and don't assume anything in this election.
Well, and this is also why the voter politic needs to keep the pressure. I mean, right now we have a champion in Donald Trump. Donald Trump is really fighting for the truth to try to get all this stuff cleaned up, the corruption. I mean, you imagine, if Donald Trump's not reelected, all these, you know, corruption scandals that are out there, which Barack Obama said, you know, his administration was scandal free. Well, maybe in part that might be true. In reality, not, because we know there are so many scandals. But it, by definition, it's not a scandal until it's reported on, right? And so the mainstream media wasn't reporting on it. So he has the audacity, and I guess you can give him the lane to say that he was scandal free, but it was only because the media failed to do their job.
Well, the media is totally, I don't even know what's happening with journalism. I think they should probably pull that as a major from universities, because that doesn't exist anymore, it doesn't seem.
Right.
We've lost the integrity, the free press. I mean, it's a really interesting day we're living in. It's one of those things where I tell everybody, make some notes, tell your kids to observe, because if we have history books, this is going to be an interesting chapter.
Well, this is the screw tape letters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you think about it.
It is.
I mean, everything's so twisted. But, of course, you know, the book of Isaiah said, whoa, you know, whoa, on that day when that which is right is wrong, wrong is right, sweet, sour is sweet. And this is where we are right now. We're getting a taste of this. And this is, like, totally stupid, because you're sitting there trying to have a reasonable conversation with somebody that you love and you care for. And it's like, boy, they're so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, that you become that way, and then you render yourself stupid, and you really lower your IQ in the process.
Well, and I think the interesting thing, and you hit on it here, and I think it's a really good point, and that is that man's ability to reason has diminished, and it seems like we're in early stages of the great delusion referred to by Paul in the book of Thessalonians. That the mind is not working right, and logic has left the room and doesn't appear to be even missed by the crowd. And so that to me is the most dangerous time, when you cannot see not the one you don't want to, but you lack the ability to see what's really happening in the world.
And it's amazing, Phil, in contrast, there are people in, you could say, flyover states, or maybe they're just, you know, seemingly inconsequential. But I love these people because they're very smart. They have common sense, an endless amount of common sense. And they look at the things that this country is doing in saying that God has it wrong, that it's not male and female anymore, that as Mazie Hirono, the infamous senator from Hawaii, Lord have mercy, how she's still in office is beyond me, has to educate everybody on sexual preference now and make such an impact. I mean, it's so crazy that no sooner she brings this up, comes out of nowhere. I mean, but it was written for her, okay? If you watch her, she was reading from something that was already set up. And so here she puts it out, and within hours, Webster changes the definition of sexual preference. But, you know, I'm saying there's so many common sense people that are out there just looking at us and going, man, these guys have lost it. They're totally lunified because, you know, now we don't have male and female. In some universities in California, there's at least 63 different options of gender choices you can pick. And then you've got to be socially sensitive, because if you violate any one of those 63 preferences, regardless of you're on the rowing team and how much your parents may have paid to get you on the campus, you could be kicked out and lose your scholarship or, you know, lose your educational opportunity because you violated some, socially sensitive norm to accommodate somebody's sexual, I can't say sexual preference, I guess, anymore, but their choice, I guess, or their... You know, I don't know. How do you say it?
Well, you know, I just Googled it. I wanted to find out if, because I heard there were 56 different gender identities, but apparently there's 64 now.
No, 64.
And,
see,
you know, yeah, this was complicated. I mean, this is a lot more to learn in a science class when you're in school, because for me, it was really easy. Boy, girl,
right.
God created male, female. It was really a simple, simple process. And when I look here at, I'm just looking at the list and I'm thinking, I don't know, this is about the craziest thing I've ever seen. I don't even how your mind works this way. I don't get it.
Right.
You know.
But what a waste of time. You're bogged down and trying to get through the morass of the current culture. And that's what I'm saying. We have failed at the ability to reason with one another. And to reason with one another, we've got to have some connection of reality, don't we? I mean, we got to be at least in the zip code. I mean, you may be on the opposite side of the zip code, but somewhere we can come, you know, find some kind of agreement if we're going to reason, right?
Well, and I think that's the point. I think the ability to reason. It's not that people are unreasonable, that they've lost the ability to even let their mind work through a process. You know, Romans chapter 1 talks about what happens when we suppress the truth about God and unrighteousness. Well, God gives us up to a base mind. So the mind ceases to function as it was designed to function under God. And when that happens, it's not like, can't you see it? No, they really can't see it. It's not that they're trying to be oblivious to it, but they really lack ability. And that is a hard concept for us to put our head around.
Yes.
Because
yes.
when you're used to dealing with reasonable people, it just doesn't seem to fit into any category we have.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Bob Cook in Tennessee just tweeted me and said that, and you remember Bob, because Bob was the one that put us together years ago in the Cabe Ride years in Los Angeles. He says the option is proclivity, and I guess that's what you say in lieu of preference, I guess. I don't know, you know. But, Bill, it's getting to the point that, you know, conversations like you and I are having right now and with other well-meaning people pursuing the truth for the betterment of all concerned, without God, we're in serious trouble, because if the socialists take over, you know, a big part of what you and I have been discussing, I think very fairly, would be considered hate speech. And one of us would be in jail, probably you, because you can handle jail better than me.
Oh, that's funny. Well, hate speech is definitely the next thing that's on the agenda. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We are living in uncharted waters in so many ways, except God gave us a map, God gave us a chart, and the Word of God.
Thank you, Phil.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, it's important veterans with VA benefits take the time to research options to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage. Orlando Gallardo, a Vietnam veteran.
As a veteran, I appreciate that the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans are a nice complement to my VA benefits to ensure I am maximizing my coverage. I encourage my fellow veterans to look for a plan that complements VA benefits like Humana Honor.
Visit Humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump is scheduled to hold 5 rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio.
We have a president who's given up. I'll never give up, nor will America give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus. The truth is, to beat the virus, we first got to beat Donald Trump. He's the virus.
Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany responds on Fox News.
We reduced the mortality rate by 85%, created a vaccine in record time by the end of the year. Therapeutics that work, the greatest testing system in the world. That's what this president did with the novel virus. What did Joe Biden do with the swine flu? Joe Biden stopped testing, cut off testing, did not deliver a vaccine in time, and survived through the swine flu because of mere fortuity, according to his chief of staff.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with all the headlines of voter fraud, voter intimidation operations by foreign actors, and domestic tampering of official ballot boxes, a new voter suppression reporting app is available to empower voters by capturing and alerting local officials and the public of any efforts to suppress votes in this upcoming election. Easily accessible for free on a smartphone or a web browser, the Guard My Vote app provides useful information on voter suppression, allows end users to record localized voting experiences via their mobile camera, and instantly share via text, email, and tag tweets with local election officials, the Secretary of State, and the public. The goal is to provide truthful information and prompt action in a nonpartisan way to reduce voter suppression incidences. Guard My Vote aims to expand voting access and awareness to each corner of our nation with a mission to empower people to vote and end voter suppression for good. How about that? With us to tell us more about it is the founder of Guard My Vote app and CEO of the Denver Retail Group, Rob Brown. Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
morning, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Hey, what a great idea. I love this. I love what you're doing here. How did this come about? Was this like a 3 o'clock morning, you know, wake me up vision to do something about, you know, be part of the solution, not part of the problem?
You know, that really what happened. It might have been 3:26 to be exact, but you're right on the money.
Right.
You know, going through the years, starting off with the pandemic and some of the economic instability and then all of the civil unrest around incidents like George Floyd's death, I just felt like this election was going to be pretty important. And the political dialogue, as we all know, is always divisive at this time of year. And I wanted to figure out a solution that got rid of all the noise and all the misinformation and led people to real, accurate, nonpartisan information and access to the people that can make a difference.
Well, and, you know, everybody says, I say everybody, both sides, it's pretty much across the aisle, that everybody's vote should count. But what they fail to bring into the formula sometimes is that a bad vote cancels a good vote, right?
That's absolutely right. And the integrity of the voting process, the election process, is so important, and it's a part of the fabric of this country. And we don't want to get in the business of trying to manipulate the outcome of elections. You know, the whole idea is that we work together to come up with a better democracy and better solutions that work for everybody, not just one party or the other.
Mm-hmm. Now, voter suppression, we know it's been around, though our former attorney general, Eric Holder, says no such thing as voter fraud. But, you know, voter fraud, whatever you want to call it, you want to call it voter fraud, suppression, anything that that limits the effectiveness of a genuine vote is suppression, is it not?
That's exactly right. And sometimes votes can be suppressed by things that don't really have the intent of voter suppression. I'll give you an example. If in a specific state you need to have a driver's license or a state-issued ID to vote, and you happen to live in a neighborhood or a rural county where perhaps the DMV was closed, well, then all of a sudden you can't get the ID that allows you to vote. And if it becomes a really difficult task to take 3 or 4 buses to travel 3 hours one way to get to the closest DMV, that could have the net effect of suppressing your vote.
Exactly.
Though, you know, it may not be intentional. So you're right. Anything that causes a hardship or makes it more difficult for someone to vote has that effect.
Well, you know, today it seems that, boy, here we are. I mean, at one time we used to vote, according to the Constitution, on the first Tuesday following the Monday of November. And now that's been expanded to where, you know, in some cases, there was almost 2 months ahead that people started to vote. I mean, it's, you know, it almost seems like we've gone overboard in terms of trying to make it, you know, convenient for people to vote. Do you think that maybe we stretch it too much, or that, you know, part of our civic duty should be that we should be willing to give up a day to do what it takes to vote on one day? And you know, if you require an absentee ballot, certainly that's been in play. You know, and of course, this year we've got special circumstances because of COVID. You know, the mail votes, the mail-in votes. I mean, we're dealing with a lot of just a lot of options here right now, which in a sense could contribute to suppression just, you know, by process, don't you think?
Well, there certainly are more options available to people. You know, I don't think that the options are hurting people. I think the challenge is people relying on specific sources of information that are giving mixed messages. That's the challenge. And, you know, if it's a few weeks earlier than the election, as you pointed out, for absentee or mail-in ballots or early voting, I think some states around the country, it's as early as the last couple of days of September in which the mail-in ballots are released. So that gives them a lot of time. Mm-hmm. But I think with a pandemic on top of that and the economic uncertainty and then people starting to see things about the fake ballot boxes.
Exactly.
These are adding so much uncertainty that people aren't sure what to do. And we wanted to give people a tool that helps you point in the right direction of, this is the information at your state, this is what you should do, this is how you can move forward, this is the registration requirements, all those things,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of all the noise in the background.
Well, And I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. And like you say, in some, for example, in Texas, they've attempted to reduce ballot boxes to one per county. I'm not sure, what they're trying to affect there. Because if you really want to control it, I'm not sure that does it. If anything, you're going to irritate the voter politic all the more. Because yes, we're a convenience society, and there should be some accommodation, for convenience. But we also need to make sure that the votes and the whole process is honored, right?
You're absolutely right. In Texas, so the Supreme Court upheld the ruling that the governor requested that there be one ballot box per county. Harris County, where Houston is 4.7 million people. The county itself is 1,700 square miles. So you can just imagine, for some people, it will literally take them 3 or 4 hours just to get their vote the first time around. So that will suppress the vote. But yeah, we need to be careful about things like that, because it not only hurts Democrats, it hurts Republicans, Independents, Libertarians. I mean, it hurts everybody.
Exactly.
And we can't really operate that way, and we shouldn't. And our app will allow you to go through the process of what's happening to you when you go to your polling place. Is your polling, you can report on things like, is my polling place too far? Has it closed?
Mm-hmm.
Is my ballot box been removed? Things like that we can take note of. You can send that information to the Secretary of State, share it on social media to let people know, and hopefully get some solutions to you as soon as possible.
Rob, are you going to do a follow-up analysis after all this?
Yeah, that's a big part. That's a great question, Bill, because as it stands today, there is no national or even state database of what happens to people when they vote. Is there any voter suppression or not? I mean, obviously the goal is there is no voter suppression, and frankly, most times there isn't voter suppression, so I don't want to be someone that rings the bell that there's always voter suppression. That's not true. But
right.
When it happens, it's important.
Exactly.
So we want to collect data around this so that we can start to understand how and where it happens. Then we can use that information to share with the government authorities. The data is anonymized, so we're not going to know that it's Bill Martinez, for example, that has voted this way or that way. We don't even ask that question, but we'll have data, and then we can use that data to help drive better election policies wherever they're needed.
Well, this is a great idea, Rob. I really appreciate this. Founder of Guard My Vote app, Rob Brown, has been our guest. Rob, how can they access Guard My Vote app?
Sure. Both app stores for Google, Android, and Apple phones, and then we have guardmyvote.com for more information.
Well, thank you again so much. I appreciate you being, part of the solution here for this, because everybody's vote needs to be guarded and counted. Thanks again, Rob, for coming on the show. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
That's the thing about hope, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is tough. It's those things that you sense in your spirit, in your gut, however way you want to declare it, that it's going to happen. You don't know how necessarily, but you just sense that this is the way it is. And that's where our faith, that's where hope comes in, is it's the differential from realizing those very things that beat in our heart that, you know, give us this hope and reliance. Now, you know, for those of us who believe in God and, you know, on the political venue, you know, we hear oftentimes about, you know, promises made, promises kept, you know, from a president. But when you think about God for a moment and you consider all the promises that God has given us and those that he kept, I just don't know. Again, you know, I've had enough experience. There's been enough decades of my life experientially where I have witnessed God come through time and time again, you know, to the point, and you've heard me say this before, that it's caused me to become a but Christian. And people go, but Christian, what do you mean but Christian? It's whenever you're reading the Bible, you hear about all this bad news that here's these prevailing forces that are going to take you in an obvious conclusion and reality, but for God. And by his grace and mercy, suddenly the direction of the chapter goes in a different direction and a different ending. And I've seen this happen. I don't know about you, but I've seen this happen time and again in my life. We've got Adam Holtz with us. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. And Adam, I want to bring you on. And I know for you and, you know, for your family, you could probably attest to, you know, similar experiences.
Absolutely. You know, I think some of us are given to an Eeyore personality, and we look closely at what's in front of us, and we look with human eyes, but we serve a God of redemption. We serve a God of second chances. We serve a God who is good and sovereign over the big picture. And,
exactly.
You know, regardless of what happens tomorrow, we can absolutely trust in his goodness and his sovereignty. And I look forward to see how he is at work redemptively either way, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's amazing because to your point here, when you look at it on the surface, that's why I use the illustration. I don't know if you and I talked about it directly or if I was sharing with somebody else. It's like the Battle of the Baals at Mount Carmel once again.
Yeah.
And it's if all the gods of the current culture are coming together in a force for, in this case, it happens to be for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, and they're bringing everything and all their forces to bear on this election. And but as you say, God always has the final say. We're told clearly that it is God who chooses the leaders of the nations, and the reason he does that because ultimately what he wants it to be for good. The responsibility that a leader has to the people is so clear. I mean, to the point that even the leaders of Israel, what were they told to do, you know, to constantly remind themselves of the goodness of God and the direction they needed to be constantly in the Word of God. And those leaders that had men of God, prophets, priests around them that kept them on the straight and narrow, you see time and again where their office was very successful. Do you not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think to the extent that we keep our eyes on God in faith, in prayer, with other believers, looking at his word, we will see things with the right kind of perspective. And just like Peter in the storm walking on the water, if we take our eyes off God, the waves will seem overwhelming. And,
exactly.
You know, even if Trump pulls out a surprise victory tomorrow, I suspect there will be, you know, a lot of repercussions socially that could be difficult for us to wade through, at least in the short run.
But if you're not focused on the truth,
no, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
You can be overwhelmed with the response.
No, exactly.
And the thing is that the people have been set up. Just like they were in 2016, they were told Hillary Clinton was going to win. Hillary Clinton didn't win. So then there had to be a reason. And the Democrats made the excuse that the reason that Hillary lost was because the Russians got involved.
Right.
Even though you had the reigning president at the time, Barack Obama, said that not one vote was altered, that it's impossible to penetrate and to execute voter fraud in the United States of America. That's what he said. I'm not sure he still holds to that, although his attorney general still holds to that, Eric Holder, which is beyond me because we still see, you know, from the Heritage Foundation, we see from the news, whatever news we can get sometimes that's objective, is that people keep getting arrested for voter fraud.
Right.
And you have Project Veritas, for example, which interestingly how quiet that's become. You know, James O'Keefe catches an operative with Ilhan Omar, and he's got what he describes as a car full of ballots. This guy's out there ballot harvesting, collecting ballots, and, you know, last time I checked there, it is illegal, but no investigation. And it's almost like, you know, the wheels of our government are satisfied with allowing this to play out. It affects a current election cycle, and then maybe 3-4 years down the road, after it's impacted even more election cycles, then they might throw a penalty flag on the
right.
Play. I don't understand it.
Well, you know, here's the thing: we live in the greatest country on earth. We live in the greatest country in history. We live in a country founded on principles that have their core in the Judeo-Christian tradition. And as we drift from those, there will be chaos.
Yes.
And I think that my hope is for renewal. But again, you know, we see people all through Scripture who were in hostile political environments mm-hmm. who were able to thrive spiritually. And so, again, exactly. no matter whatever happens, we lift our eyes to the hills because that's Amen. Where our hope comes from.
You Amen. Know? Amen. And this is why no excuses for people of faith. Our country was established on faith. The pilgrims came here. They made a covenant with God. And as long as this country has continued to be a nation under God, we've been blessed by God. We've blessed other nations. And we don't need to make an excuse for that. We need to be faithful to the calling that God has upon our lives to protect those that don't know better. And we are a filtration process, in a sense, to be able to prove to people experientially in a real way that there's power in believing in God. We've got a rich history of time and again how this country has been delivered, the great things that we've been able to do on behalf of humanity and our fellow citizens. And we need some discipline. We need yeah. to get it to where our eye is on the ball and we're doing right by the covenant that our pilgrim forebears had established on our behalf, that we said, hey, look at me too. We're going to do right. that. Well, if me too, we need to stay me too, make no excuses. And look at persecution, you know, comes with the gig. That's just the yeah. way it is. But, you know, hey, I'll take God.
Yeah, that's absolutely. The way. And honestly, I think that hope has an aroma.
Yes.
And when we are people of hope, I think that transcends even political divisions. If you're yes. in a close enough relationship with people,
right.
they see that you have something that enables you to not let that be your only filter. You know, I saw some headline, I didn't even read the article, you know, 53% of people surveyed said tomorrow is the scariest day in their lifetime. And I'm like, man, that you're giving the media way too much credit there.
Exactly.
There's a lot at yeah. stake. It's important. Yeah. We can live. Yeah. We can do better than that. We don't have
don't,
to live.
Don't surrender. Way. Don't surrender your peace to the media.
No.
Really. And that's what we have to hold on to, is that with God is peace, love, all the things that our country is yearning for. And he is our source, as you say. You look to the hills, look up, your redemption draws nigh. I know you hear these things and they may sound trite, but you know what? They're true. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are. And you can go in and tune to your favorite channel and hear all the pundits lay out all this stuff. I mean, it really is kind of the rally of the prophets in a way. And you
right.
hear all these, but you'll find out at the end of the day, the true prophets and the false prophets, if
no,
you know what I mean.
That's right. That's
you know?
Absolutely right. And yeah. And if you need a movie to go see to take the edge off, come to plimpton.com and you can read our reviews.
Exactly. Like a good transition here with a minute and a half remaining. His house, we got some time. Let's talk about his house real quick.
You know, his house is an interesting, it's a horror movie about refugees from Sudan who have a child who is killed in the process of escaping, and they move into this house in England that is haunted. It's a haunted house story. It's a horror movie, but it is a movie really about guilt, about redemption, about hope, and about how we process the hard things of our past. And there's another review for another interesting horror movie that is kind of an allegory for the danger of screens. It's in theaters. It's called Come Play, so you can check out that review too.
What about Holiday?
Oh, you can probably skip the Holiday. It's just
Holiday
rom-com. That's my short,
oh, really?
Very
oh, that's
short
it.
Review.
Okay, Witches. We got 30 seconds.
Witches is a remake of a 1990 film that is about witches that want to turn children into small animals and kill them. And if that sounds entertaining, well, knock yourself out, but maybe not for me.
I mean, we can listen to politics or go hear about somebody killing little kids. Oh,
exactly.
Sense. Oh, there it is. Well, go to pluggedin.com, be in the flow of the know, and make sure your money is and your brain is invested wisely. Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God bless,
Thanks,
buddy.
Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.